AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
We are all in the same boat in a stormy sea. And we owe each other a terrible loyalty.
Going it out, Vic, Petros and Money, AM 570, LA Sports. Remember, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app because First Pitch is at 5 p.m. as your home of the Dodgers. A reminder, if you can't get to a TV or a radio, you can stream the game free through the iHeartRadio app by clicking on the AM 570 LA Sports icon. It's Dodgers, Rays, Clayton Kershaw. 5 p.m. first pitch here on your home of the Dodgers, and here also includes the iHeartRadio app.
Well, Cates may have Sax, his friend Saxy, Sax and Candy, the Saxy dancer, but we have Eric Karros.
Damn right.
That's the truth.
We are proud to have Eric Karros. He's a dear friend of the show, king of the South Bay, champion of Maricosta, San Diego area luminary. They love him coast to coast on the national FS1 and Fox calls. Talking baseball. And he's one of the great L.A. Dodgers of all time.
That's the truth.
Great family man. Great friend of the show. And an occasional golf partner of one Matt Smith. It's Eric Karros on PMS on AM 570 L.A. Sports. Hello, Eric. How are you?
Petros, that's a great introduction. You gotta remember one of the most important things of UCLA.
That's right.
I know it pains you to
not
say
so much.
All right.
We'll
sneak that in
it.
There too.
Yeah, we love the Bruins around here. Mick Cronin, you know,
love him.
Eric Karros, yeah. Don McLean, yeah,
Chip Kelly.
Right. Yeah, I mean, come
all
on.
Right. All right. There you go.
We're savage.
Bruin blue to the bone.
Damn right.
Bob Field, Peter Dallas. Okay, Eric. They've made it all the way. Now, you always have a very cool, calm demeanor when it comes to the Dodgers in the World Series or what they're doing year in and year out, whereas we are more like a panicking, screaming child when it comes to just holding our mud when it comes to the Dodgers. How do you feel going into this one with two dramatically different teams? I mean, they're rubbing that in our face like there's no tomorrow.
I think it's going to be the toughest series. I think it's going to be more difficult than Atlanta because of the pitching. I do. I think the pitching is going to be better than what they faced in Atlanta. And, you know, remember a few home runs here and there really and some base running blunders or what separated things. And, you know, quite frankly, you go back to game seven and for me, that game completely turns in the bottom of the third inning, two outs. Nobody on, Justin Turner down 1-2 in the count. The Dodgers down 2-0. He battles, gets a walk. Muncy doubles. Smith hits a single. Tie game 2-2. The next to the top of the inning is when, you know, the Braves scored that run immediately, go ahead 3-2, and then they had the base running thing from you know what and the double play. But that game should have easily been 3-0 going into the top of the fifth, and if it's 3-0 Braves, you know, we're not talking today. And so that's why my point is with all this is this thing can turn on a pitch. It's not a Hernandez home run or a Bellinger home run. Literally that game seven, was a walk to JT after he was down 1-2 in the count. That doesn't happen. We're not talking today. Or we're talking about the Braves and the Rays.
Yeah, and I don't know if we're bringing you on to talk about the Braves and the Rays.
No offense,
but just saying.
Turn our rudder back to football.
The one thing about baseball, EK, is that unlike football and basketball, the dimensions are different. Every park is unique. How much of an advantage, if any, do you think the Dodgers have, having played two full series, 10 games at Globe Life? And because it's a brand-new stadium, the Rays have never played there.
Right, so that obviously favors Dodgers, and they didn't have to travel. They've been in one spot. They've been acclimated to the hitting background, the way the field plays, ground balls, even the dirt on the sides and, you know, the foul territory. All those things, they can matter in one play. So advantage Dodgers. I'd also say, too, that the Rays just got done hitting in San Diego, which, you know, outside, and they had some terrible shadows there, but the ball was flying just like it was here in LA earlier in the playoffs. And so, you know, some of those balls that they hit out have not happened. But on the flip side, as good as Tampa's pitching was, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be just as good, if not better, you know, pitching in this ballpark. I do believe that. So it's, look, at the end of the day, for me, it's going to come down to Tampa relievers versus Dodgers offense. That's what it's going to come down to.
What about Kershaw? I mean, you can really set a tone here in game one, especially because you know his postseason story. How do you feel about the way he's pitching right now against a Tampa offense that I have not heard much about? I hear all about their pitching. I have not heard about their offense.
So their offense is opportunistic, and you know they're gonna they get the, you know, Rosarena is gonna hit the home run once in a while. Zanino is gonna run into one. I think Kershaw is gonna pitch well, but I don't think he's gonna be the difference. I think Glasnow is gonna. I think again it's gonna get to the bullpen. I think Kershaw is gonna probably go six or seven innings, and you know he could very easily give up one run or no runs. But I don't think it's going to come down to him. I don't think he's going to be the difference maker because I you know, Glasnow is, he's got a great arm, but can the Dodgers offense, you know, muster some runs? You know, you saw against Atlanta outside of that game, gosh, who was the pitcher? It was their third guy, but the, you know, they wore
the guy that looked like a child.
Right. Kyle Wright.
Oh yeah. That was not pretty.
Right. So, but outside of that, you know, there wasn't a lot of damage done against starting pitching, right? And that's the thing that I'm not going to say it doesn't worry me because the Atlanta Braves pitching is good, but I don't think the offense has got into sync yet, and I don't know if the Tampa Bay staff is the one that everything is going to come together and you're going to start lighting up these guys. I mean, these guys have some crazy arms and they can pitch, and they've got, you know, the one advantage they have over the Dodgers, at least initially, is they've got their starters lined up and they're on rest. You know, the Dodgers right now for game two, you know, it's going to depend on what happens today. I mean, you could see a bullpen day tomorrow with a day off, and then you get Bueller in game three. You know, regardless, I think this thing goes six or seven, and you know, no matter what happens in games one or two, it's not time to, you know, celebrate or panic. I think it's going to be a long series.
In terms of that bullpen, EK, we've heard so much, and we saw it all season long, right? About how good, you know, we finally got power arms, said the Dodgers, and this is the best bullpen. Is their bullpen better? Is the Rays' bullpen better? Because you always hear, well, the pitching trumps hitting. So where are we at in this series between those two?
Wow. So, I think the Rays, they've got three guys that can be used in any situation. And you saw Dave Roberts start to do that a little bit in the postseason, you know, vary guys' roles. And, you know, the only thing I'll say, Tampa's been doing it all year, right? So it's not, this isn't all of a sudden new to them. But I, you know, look at the Dodgers' arms are just as good. I just say, you know, Fairbanks and Anderson, Alvarado Castillo, excuse me, for Tampa. I mean, those guys are horses. And for them versus, gosh, I mean, that is a flip of the coin. It really is. But I think I probably give the edge maybe to Tampa just because they've been doing. But here's the flip side. Tampa's got to go against a Dodger offense,
right,
which is much more difficult than Dodger bullpen versus Tampa offense. I mean, I think, you know, that those matchups, you know, that favors the Dodgers.
You think Friedman's freaking out?
You know, I'll tell you what, I think he likes the idea of, you know, playing against a team that, you know, he's very familiar with as far as front office and a lot of relationships. But I don't know if that's really the group you want to play, right? Because it's just, I mean, there's so many storylines, and then there's the relationship thing. And I think it would have been much easier to play Houston. Much easier.
And more fun for us.
Damn right it would have been fun.
Oh, my goodness. From a media standpoint, are you kidding me? All the stories. Holy jeez.
So, last thing for you, EK. a lot of times, you know, when it's either football or especially basketball, they point to the best player. That, you know what, superstars tend to have a way, if all things are being equal, to make the biggest difference. It certainly seems like Mookie Betts is the superstar in this series. Right? How much of an impact can one person have when they are so damn good and by a wide margin the best player in a series?
I mean, we saw – so here's the thing. So Mookie, you know, maybe – I mean, he was good on offense, but he wasn't superstar. And he was – here's the thing with Mookie, is he can impact the game in so many different ways, right? And whether it's running the bases, whether it's the defensive plays, and it's a variety of defensive plays. Like, it's like I'm going to go into the wall, I'm going to go over the wall, and then I'm going to also do a shoestring catch. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to make a throw here or there, I'm going to steal a bit. You know, all those sorts of things. And I think that's what separates him, right? And there isn't – he doesn't have the peaks and valleys, right? You know you're going to get something. You don't know what it's going to be, but darn well he's going to impact the game somewhere, somehow. And he's by far the best player on that field, right? And so I think he's not, like I said, he's more of a consistent superstar. There isn't the ups and downs, and so I think, you know, he's going to make an impact. I don't know what he's going to do, but you can guarantee he's going to be doing something. He's going to probably be doing it multiple times.
Arguably the best interview we did today.
Maybe is not. This the first one?
No,
it's got to
be the first interview, right?
No, it's the third.
No, it's third. You, no. Basse, and Carlos Pena.
And let's just put it like this: you ain't wearing the bronze. The great Eric Karros, ladies and gentlemen. There's only one. Check him out on FS1 and
UCLA's Eric Karros.
And, UCLA, there you go.
Yes,
you go.
They know I'm in Westwood.
Darn right.
Strong in the
all
corridor.
Right,
thank you, EK.
Be good.
You too.
Thanks.
Let's go Mustangs. All right, Matt, you got a story next?
Yeah, something interesting on the gram.
On the gram?
Yeah, I caught it on the gram earlier today. I'm really becoming acquainted with the gram.
Is it Cardi B shaking around her genitals?
That might be part of it.
Let's see it.
Could be. She said she needs it. Can't go without it.
This hour of the Petros and Money Show podcast is sponsored by Blue Chew.
Yeah, Blue
it's
Chew.
It's nothing to be ashamed of,
no,
guys.
It's not.
Blue Chew brings you the same FDA-approved active ingredient as Viagra and Cialis. Now in a chewable form, the first ever to do it.
Yeah, it does, and you can even do it with a full stomach and still get the lead you need in your pencil.
Guys, don't be embarrassed. Don't be worried about going to the doctor. Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office and be all embarrassed or wait in line at the pharmacy.
Yeah, get over yourself. Who cares? Like, you're the only one that wants to have a real pencil going, you know what I'm saying, brother, with all the lead necessary to do the job?
It ships right to your door in a discreet package. Right now, we got a special deal for the listeners. Visit BlueChew.com. That's BlueChew.com. And your first shipment is free when you use the special promo code PMS. Just pay $5 shipping.
To hell with being embarrassed. Scream it from the rooftops. I chew blue with Blue Chew.
BlueChew.com. Promo code PMS. Try it free.
Petros and Money.
PMS.
With LA Sports. Now.
Bienvenidos, everybody. Welcome back to Edmonton Tuesday. Tired of the lies Tuesday. World Series. Dodgers, Tampa. Stream everything. Us, as we started at noon today, and we will tomorrow on the iHeartRadio app and the game. Kershaw, Glasnow. Tonight, we are excited. We still have the Dead and Alive guy brought to you by Surf City Steelworks, City of Hope, Dodger pregame coming up. A big thank you to Eric Karros, Carlos Pena, David Basse, our guest today. Tim Cates is coming up, but right now it's time for the top story of the day.
Top story of the day.
Well, top story of the day is obviously World Series related. The Dodgers and
it's
Rays.
Obvious.
We'll get it going at 5. That's what I need, guys. I need a lot of Dodgers. I mean, a lot. Well, yeah, it's the World Series, and the Dodgers are trying to, well, overcome the specter, the ghost, and the curse of 1988, all in one World Series. Hold the Commissioner's Trophy for the first time in over 3 decades, and something caught my attention this morning that was wildly disturbing, and I'd like to share it with you, even though
okay.
I think it might be better if I don't.
Well, you called me out for being negative yesterday.
I did.
You know,
and
I
this
mean,
is going to give you an opportunity to be negative again, and I don't like it.
Well, you know, Matt, I mean, for a guy that cheers negativity and then turns
against it. Well, I just don't know what to
do
anymore.
You set the scene, right?
Yeah, I sure do.
Lay it out there.
Yeah.
And you try to lay it out with positivity, and then when the bad happens, then we react to that.
I don't try to do anything.
Here we are at the edge, or I should say at the precipice.
On the edge of glory?
On the edge of glory.
I'm on the edge
of glory. I was on the Instagram this morning.
A moment of truth. You got to get off the gram, Matt.
I like the gram.
You're spending too much money, man.
The gram is happy. Twitter is horrible.
Yeah, it is.
And the gram makes me laugh. I get the kook of the day. I get the kook slams. I get the Grateful Dead. I get 80 skateboarding legends like Tony Hawk and Lance Mountain still doing it in their 50s.
Pictures of my sister's wiener dog. Look at that.
See what I mean?
Can't lose.
You can't stop smiling. Twitter, you just get pissed off.
Kate's is Dick Vitale.
Awesome.
It's all right there, man.
You can't beat it. So I'm on the gram and the MLB on their story, since I have now learned how to work the gram.
Hey, there's my high school mascot, the Peninsula Panther.
Perfect.
Check them out. They're resod the field.
Isn't that great? Doesn't that make you smile?
Let's go, Coach Young.
On the MLB story, they have a series of polls. I haven't figured out how to do one of these polls yet where you can pop one button versus the other, and it gives you the total of the votes from your poll.
Oh, TMZ does that.
So MLB does it, and it's a this or that, him or him. And they're pitting all the stars of the series against one another, and you have to pick which one's better.
Oh, like the PMS matchup?
Right. So,
matchup.
So the first matchup.
I know who I match with.
Is
that guy.
I guess that leaves me with a guy with cranberry-colored hair.
Yeah, huh? It leaves you with ocean spray. Jeez.
The first one that comes up, the two superstars. I guess Randy Arozarena is a superstar for the Rays. So it's Arozarena.
You're Arozarena.
Or Mookie Betts. So I pop Mookie Betts.
You have to.
79% favor Mookie Betts over Arozarena.
Well, Dodgers win.
And you would assume 21% of people that vote for Arozarena, they're disgruntled Red Sox fans and people that just hate the Dodgers. And maybe 1% Rays fans.
Well, Arozarena has had a hell of an October.
He has. But so is Mookie Betts. And he's Mookie Betts. The next one up. Walker Buehler versus, I ain't going to get no Rona, Blake Snell.
Okay.
And again, Walker Buehler.
Bad blisters versus bad attitude.
Right.
But, you know, Walker Buehler wasn't the most eager to get back and be in shape either when the Dodgers got going.
No, he took his time. He definitely took his time. And maybe that's what led to the blisters. But
that's why he's taking on Snell. Apathy v. apathy.
73% to 27% Walker Buehler.
Oh, Dodgers win.
Won that matchup.
Easy.
Next up, G-Man Choi.
Oh, I like that guy.
Versus Belly. The two bombers. Belly won in a landslide. Even though that, what's his name again? G-Man Choi? G-Man Choi. There we go. Even though G-Man Choi is smoking that cigar, out having a good time, still Belly won with over 65% of the votes to G-Man Choi's 35%.
Shades of Hideki Arabu.
Exactly. Hideki Arabu. What a pull. And then it was Corey Seager versus Margot. I think his name's Margot.
Le Du Margot.
Exactly. And again, Seager, your NLCS MVP, well ahead of Margot. And then there was one more matchup.
What was it?
Tonight's game one starters.
Kershaw?
Kershaw versus Glasnow.
Now, everybody else voted.
Heavily favored.
For the Dodgers.
Heavily.
Heavily.
Heavily. The closest one, I think, was Belly versus G-Man Choi.
Because he's likable.
And it was like 65-35.
Because of the deck.
Glasnow got...
How much?
54% of the vote to 46% for Kershaw.
People know that Kershaw has struggled.
He has had a good year.
But not the
he
same.
He is the greatest pitcher of his generation, and it's not even debatable.
Not in the postseason.
If you have a postseason, and you detailed this.
If you have a guy going in the postseason, and it's Kershaw, he's no longer the best pitcher of his generation.
You went through it, series by series.
I had to.
Wild card round, record ERA. Divisional round, record ERA. And then you mentioned the World Series, in which his ERA is over 5. ERA in the wild card round, 4. NLCS, 4.5. World Series, 5.
If that's a balloon, it's a Mylar.
That gets you.
That's a Mylar.
That gets you sent.
That's a
quinceañera
Mylar.
That's a Oklahoma City Express. If your ERA is over 5 for a, and granted, it was four World Series starts, two against the Red Sox, two against the Astros, and he got screwed in that game five against the Astros when he gave up those seven runs, and that's what helped balloon that ERA. So an opportunity tonight.
To rewrite history, Matt?
To at least maybe get the MLB poll next year to be in his favor when it's in the favor of all the other Dodgers, decidedly. And he lost to Glasnow 54-46.
Now, you think if you put like Kershaw against any random pitcher, just because he does have a playoff stigma, I mean, it exists. He's even acknowledged
I don't
it.
Think anybody has any idea who Tyler Glasnow is. It's just Kershaw versus blank.
So you put Kershaw versus Brandon League. Does somebody check the league box?
Yes. That's what I'm getting at. That is what it's come to. A man who's got three Cy Youngs, who has led the league in ERA like nine times, who has dominated the league for a decade. A decade. This is one of the greatest pitchers in the history of baseball, a history that goes back to the late 1800s. No one has done, most people have not done what Clayton Kershaw has done in the regular season. And yet, when you put up a poll, people are taking Tyler Glasnow over Clayton Kershaw.
Well, you can't trust the polls, Matt. You know,
There's one thing we learned in the last 5 years that you can't trust the polls.
Yeah, and, you know, we can't indict the G-man any more than we can indict Kershaw.
No.
We don't know how it's going to play out.
Don't know. I just found it interesting. Second thing real quick that has become a storyline.
I'll go with this Glasnost guy.
Yeah, whatever.
I loved Gorbachev.
Exactly. I mean, geez, Cold War, it ended. Gorbachev, Bush, let's go. Glasnost. The second thing, and it's mostly courtesy of that idiot Darren Revell. Stop telling me that the Tampa payroll was $28 million this year. It is misleading. It is because it is prorated for a 60-game season. Everybody knows that Mookie Betts just got a $40 million a year contract, that Clayton Kershaw's on a $32 million a year contract.
It's clear there's a disparity.
They don't know that it was prorated, so when you write that their payroll is $28 million, you get the idea that they're paying one guy considerably more than their entire payroll. But here is my issue.
I mean, there is a gap.
There's a giant gap.
There's no doubt about it.
And you know what? That gap should be celebrated.
Sure.
The Dodgers have billionaire owners that are willing to spend $400 million on Mookie Betts, give an aging Clayton Kershaw. He is not Cajun. They have given an aging Clayton Kershaw the Twilight deal, and it has not impacted their ability to pay the rest of their roster one bit because they just gave Mookie Betts that $400 million.
He's the opposite of Cajun. Almost no personality whatsoever.
There's very little spice. It is essentially boiled chicken on top of iceberg lettuce.
We got some brown rice for you if you'd like.
I don't understand why rich owners who spend their money, and here's the point I'll make. It is a shot at the Padres. Somehow the last 4 years, without a new TV deal or a new stadium, they have decided, oh, we can spend over $150 million on our payroll. We can write a $300 million check to Manny Machado. We can write a $150 million check to Eric Hosmer. Well, what changed? Oh, your owners just were investigated and were exposed as being cheap and pocketing tens of millions of dollars after you spent hundreds of millions of dollars in public money on the stadium.
That's a lot of people's issue with the Mariners.
Exactly right.
Because they're a forward franchise. They make a lot of money. But they don't spend like it.
You should celebrate the teams that spend a ton of money. It's not like they're the 98 Marlins, where they bought Gary Sheffield and Kevin Brown and Bobby Bonilla, and a year later sold it all. This is investment in superstar players to go investment in a farm system, investment in a minor league system.
We saw it change dramatically.
Dramatically.
When the Guggenheim Group took over the Dodgers.
Think about what it looked like under Frank McCourt when Ned Colletti was hamstrung and had to give Jason Schmidt and Andrew Jones 1 year and 2 year deals for big money because they would not commit financially. This group should be celebrated.
McCourt told us we were baloney.
The Warner. How dare you, Warner, and what you're doing to Rhino Music. Shame on you. When the Warner Group and Bob Daley ran the Dodgers, they traded Mike Piazza because they wouldn't pay him.
That was before our time, and we can get Fred Clair on to discuss what really happened.
They traded Mike. Basically, Mike Piazza was Mookie Betts.
But they paid Kevin Brown.
Ugh, what an investment that was. Hey, let's bring the worst guy ever into our locker, into our clubhouse.
The payment discrepancy really changed. I mean, the Fox people that owned it, well, okay, well, you know, they spent money, they did stupid things, they were just bad.
J.D. Drew.
But But McCourt didn't have any money.
No.
They were more successful under McCourt, but he had no money because Ned did a great job.
The idea that you want to cheer against the Dodgers for spending money is the exact opposite of what you ought to do. Celebrate teams for spending money. So your team, whichever it may be, if it's not the Dodgers, will in fact spend money instead of shoving it into millionaires' pockets.
Yeah, I don't see where the shame should come in. I think it's intrigue that the Rays are able to do what they're able to.
On a shoestring budget.
They're a great franchise. There's
right.
no doubt about it. And they've conquered a lot of titans to get here. But I don't know why it's got to be an indictment on the Yoyers.
And I don't know why you got to keep saying $28 million payroll in 2020 when you know that's misleading. Because the payroll is right around $80 million. And when you say $28 million because it was prorated, you're leading people down the wrong path. And I don't like it.
Fair enough. I mean, I don't like it either, Matt.
And I don't like that Kershaw lost to Glasnost.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
You know, you'd expect a red-blooded American to beat out a communist, but these are crazy times.
Even though
times.
It was a policy that led to the fall of communism.
These are wild times,
exactly.
Matt. Is Russia even communist anymore?
I don't think
no,
so.
They are not.
No,
they are linked with the Orthodox Church, and it's a problem in the Greek community because at the seminary in Russia, somebody approved a painting of Stalin holding a Bible, and the Greeks are like, Hey.
That's arguably the worst human being that's ever walked the earth.
Yeah, copy that. Take that Bible out of his hand.
Never heard of the night purge?
Get it out of our seminary.
Jeez.
We'll be back with more PMS. Dead and Alive Guy and all that stuff. We talked to Karros, Pena, and Vasse. The Dodgers information is flowing on AM570 LA Sports, your home of the World Series.
Petros and Money. Available on the free iHeartRadio app. Now.
The wind blows cold in the land of the Navajo. The Petros and Money mercifully coming to an end. The PMS Hour. Great sports talk show on AM570 that you're streaming live on the iHeartRadio app. Just like you're going to stream this Dodger game. It's on and popping tonight, Matt. Tonight's the night in Dallas. The bubble is open. And ready to rock, and there's going to be fans, and Dodger fans are flipping $20,000 and taking private jets and converging on Dallas like the Mexican army during the Mexican-American War.
Those with means are able to fulfill their World Series dreams, and they will do it tonight.
That's usually the case.
5 p.m. is the first pitch. Clayton Kershaw going to take the ball. As for the Rays, it'll be Tyler Glasnow. That will get the start. Local kid made good. But remember, if you are stuck at work or somewhere where you can't get
close
to a radio.
And I say glass, you say now. Glass.
Now.
Glass. Now.
If you're stuck at work and you can't get close to a radio, remember, the iHeartRadio app is the way to hear the game for free. We stream Dodger games for free through the iHeartRadio app. If you can't watch it on the TV, if you can't hear it on a radio, AM570 LA Sports icon. It's all you have to tap on your smart device after you download that app, and we will deliver Dodgers Rays World Series Game 1 the third time in 4 years. The Dodgers have made it back to the Fall Classic, and this time, well, we feel like it's their year.
This is our year.
This is our year.
It's just like the zombies said, old Colin Blundstone, this will be our year. Took a long time to come.
It does feel like it took a long time. You had ghosts, you had curses Spectre. On your back, you had specters, but here we are,
Mr. Brownstone.
Kershaw. Speaking of ghosts and curses and specters.
I get up around 7. Get out of bed around 9. We got it all tonight. Dodgers versus Rays. And if you need something to take the edge off of your nerves, Surf City Steelworks. They make the greatest stuff that you can drink straight out of Huntington Beach.
Yeah, maybe you're excited. Maybe you're nervous. If it's the latter, go ahead. Pour yourself a bourbon, some gin, rum, vodka. They got it all. They have those pre-mixed
cocktails. Who's to stop you if you're an adult?
Why not? Cut the edge. Enjoy the game after a pop or two. SurfCitySteelworks.com is where you can put in your order, pick it up. They also have those pre-mixed cocktails in the can. They're delicious. Couple vodkas, a bourbon, and a gin. And they always put together a pretty cool care package for you when you pick up that booze. Sunglasses, frisbees, tannin, lotion, hand sanitizer, t-shirts, stickers. They got it all. Check it all out at SurfCitySteelworks.com.
Time for the City of Hope Dodger pregame.
Let's go.
You know, at City of Hope, physicians and researchers are relentlessly working together to turn powerful science into life-saving new cancer treatments. Learn more at cityofhope.org. Tim Cates will take you 2 hours after this, but tonight,
is game one. Dodgers Rays World Series. It's been a long road in the playoffs, and the Dodgers have made it. Congratulations to the participants.
They got here with wins over the Brewers, Padres, and Braves. You detailed that earlier. We'll remind you here, the Rays got here with a sweep of the Blue Jays. They needed five games and some dramatics to knock off the Yankees in that crucial fifth game, deciding fifth game. And then the Astros, they were up 3-0 cruising until the Astros tied it up 3-3, a game seven. Again, a lot of dramatic moments in that one, and they have now found themselves as the number one seed against the number one seed. And tonight, they will pit their ace, Tyler Glasnow, against Clayton Kershaw. And that is your game one pitching matchup.
It's on at Kragen, Highland Park High School versus Hart High.
Go Yank.
And we'll be back tomorrow at noon after all of the fanfare, color, and pageantry of a Doyer World Series.
You want to comb your hair? No. No, I don't.
No, 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 not. You know what?
Are you sure?
I'm
positive.
I want people to really know me for who I am, Matt.
This is the way I'm going out there. Well, yeah, but it's the World Series.
I'm thinking about getting a haircut. Thinking about it.
What about your tie? You want to like put it on straight? Nope.
But it's a Mountain West. We'll be back tomorrow at noon. Enjoy the game. And vaya con Dios, Dodger fans.
When you want Dodgers, the only home is AM 570 LA Sports. Helping them out.